In the lecture, the professor talks about two special adaptations that seabirds have developed to help them hunt and eat, especially when their food sources are so scattered and spread out. And in the lecture, the professor uses two examples to illustrate her point. The first adaptation is the length of the wings. For example, the albatross. It spent most of its life flying over the ocean to search for food, and it has specially long wings, which enables them to fly without flapping their wings. They can fly, float, or glide on the wind, which enables them to use very little energy. The second adaptation is an acute sense of smell. For example, fulmars. They have these tiny tubed nostrils that pick up really distinctive smells, especially when their major food source are tiny microorganisms called planktons. They're tiny and maybe not able to see, but they give off a distinctive odor, so they can smell it from far away.